Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great. It was good to see them out there in a real practice. And obviously we'll know more tomorrow after pregame skate. But it's good that they were getting up to speed. I'm not ruling either one of them out, but I'll make that decision tomorrow.
Jason Keats, I mean, he goes back on that line scoring. What allows him to so flawlessly rejoin that line?
Well, Palmer's game is very simple. He gets pucks out. You know, he attacks the game and he goes to the net. And that's, you look at a lot of his goals are 5 to 10 feet around the net, and he does a good job of. Going there, whether it's a net front presence or it's off a rush, and it gets rewarded for doing that.
Impressive the way the pilot was able to play his offside the other night. Hasn't really done it all year. And played a good game.
Yeah, it was really good. I think him and Jake had some really good minutes for us, and we just made that subtle adjustment and just to see how he would fit in on that side, but it did a really good job.
Did you not like it?
Well, it just, we got a little too much zone time at times, and I think Jake plays a little bit better on the strong side, so we just flipped that and see how Lawrence was going to react. I thought he handled it very well.
Bill, 55 games of the season, what do you make of the consistency that Jeff Skinner has shown as far as production goes for a guy who, essentially was acquired in August and he's not gone almost more than four games without scoring?
Well, he's been one of our most consistent players in the scoring area, obviously by his goals and his points. But I think he's doing a lot better job of coming back harder. He's getting back into the zone quicker for an available outlet, and he's stripping pucks again. Like he's very dangerous. He just has an uncanny way in the offensive zone or through the neutral zone of just he's slippery. It just seems like guys go by him and he finds a way, and it's a heck of a shot off the draw last game. So he obviously is just his work that he's put into it this year. He's been very consistent in that area, and he's providing some big production for us.
Is it unusual for a player to have instant chemistry like that?
Well, I think he's closer to his family, number one, so that may be some incentive. But I think just when him and Jack have just a great chemistry, Jeff, he finds the open area. He's a positional player, and Jack seems to find him in those areas. And Jack does a lot of that work down low, protecting pucks and then coming up with a puck and finding Jeff. But they just seem to have a great chemistry together. Well, it's a great homestand. We'd like to get 14, but that's not the case. We don't set goals. Obviously we knew where we stood coming into that homestand, and this is the last game, and it puts us in a good position at 4-2-1. But it's going to be tough. New York's playing some very good hockey right now. But we just continue to focus on the day-to-day process, not looking too far ahead. It's what we can control. We can't control a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead or what other teams are doing. It's what our work and how we manage our game is what we focus on.
What has the last three games shown you about this team?
I really like the way, we made some adjustments in our game, and I like the way we're trending, the way we're playing without the puck. I think we're doing a much better job in front of our goaltender. And just having that urgency when we don't have it, of keeping it out of our net. Guys have done a really good job of coming back into our zone, picking up people, and our defensive zone coverage is a lot tighter. It just seems like we're more aggressive. If there is a breakdown, there's a next layer there to help out somebody that may have fallen or lost the battle. So all those areas, I think it's a great response from our team, just recognizing that. But they're the ones that are doing the work, and they've done a good good job of it, you know, even though we didn't get the result against Winnipeg.
This used to be the time of year when there'd be that so-called rookie wall where guys are playing more games than ever, but Mittelstadt, for example, feels stronger. How much does the training and nutrition just help the guys avoid that?
Well, it just says a lot about him. He's put the work in. Nobody sees that. He's in the gym after doing extra, and that's why I think he's built his game up to where it is right now before he had a setback. It's putting the time in with their coaches, watching video, his defensive zone awareness, and playing a 200-foot game. And with that extra work, you can see his level of play has risen. You know, before it was sort of a mainstream, but now he's pushing it a little bit, and it's good for him to see that result of the time that he's put into that. And but his game is in a really good place right now. I just in the minutes you play 5 games in 8 days. He's played a lot of hockey, you know, so you try to manage that the best you can. And I just thought we had a really good rhythm to our bench, especially in the first period and the second period. I mean, we went down to a couple lines towards at the end, but it's just where the minutes fell. We were in a good spot. We weren't chasing a game, which we could rely on other lines to get some more ice, and it's just the way it played out. You know, we're getting into another 7-12, so we try to manage that. You know, sometimes there's going to be more, sometimes there's going to be less, but he's played a lot of hockey, and I thought the minutes were really good throughout our team.
Thank you.
You can't just come in here. No.
I want to wait till it's a different topic. The issue of head injuries, I'm doing a sidebar.
What? I can't remember. What did you ask me? No, I'm skipping.
How do you think the league has addressed that? Maybe the differences from when you played until now and maybe your feelings overall on that.
Well, I think they've done a terrific job. And it started like towards the end of my career. I had 5 concussions, I think, in the last 3 years, and they brought that protocol in place. And I think they've done a really good job of recognizing that and you know, making sure that the players have to go through certain steps before they can step back onto the ice. And so I think they're really taking a hard look at it to make sure that the players are protected with the rule changes, the hit to the head. So they've done a really good job on it. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.